Hi, I'm Keegan.
And I'm Madigan.
And you're listening to
Your Angry Neighborhood Feminist.
This is a podcast where we explore the world through our own personal feminist perspectives. And this is your mini episode for the week.
It's the mini.
And we're back together. It's always weird when we record long distance.
I don't like
it. So sorry about that, you guys. Yeah.
And if you guys are just tuning in, this is the mini episode is where we tell you what's going on in the news. We're going to do some more serious stuff. We always try to end on a positive note.
I forgot.
We used to.
Lately, everything's been awful. So.
It was so funny because, like, last week we were like, do you have anything good? And my mom was listening and she was like, well, that just made it seem like you didn't have anything good to talk about. And I was like, no, I meant good isn't like happy. She's like, well, that's just my one criticism. Like, okay, mom.
Do we have
anything happy to talk about?
I have one thing that's a little bit uplifting. You know, again, I've said this before on the show, like, sometimes we're swamped with things from the news, and sometimes we are struggling to find stories. This week, we were pretty swamped. And okay, let's just jump right in, try and get this in 30 minutes or less. Probably won't happen.
We got this.
But
we can do it.
So, as all of you know, we are still reeling. The country is still reeling.
Yes.
From the shooting that happened in Pittsburgh over the weekend. There was a shooting in a synagogue on at the
Saturday,
Tree of Life Congregation Synagogue, I think on Saturday. I believe Saturday morning.
Yeah, 11 people were killed and 4 police officers were wounded after a gunman opened fire, like you said, at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. They put Robert Bowers into custody, and he faces 29 counts of federal charges, 11 counts of obstruction of exercise of religious beliefs, resulting in death.
And Robert Bowers, he is a 46-year-old long-haul trucker, and he was charged late Saturday with 29 counts, including hate crimes. He had posted anti-Semitic rants on social media, including Gab, which is a fringe website that's favored by white nationalists. I believe that this website was also featured a couple of years ago, maybe right after the election, by Fox News. Well, because it was a proponent of free speech.
Of course.
By the right. Like, it's so great that, like, they're exercising their free speech.
But I know, they really need it.
They are very beloved by white nationalists.
Yeah.
And he had made posts on that website.
Yeah, the gunman was armed with an assault rifle and at least 3 handguns.
Yeah, and he had said previously that he did not vote. So, and this is what the White House is clinging to, that he did not vote for Donald Trump because Donald Trump was too easy on the Jews.
Oh, wow.
Right. However, he did say that he had authored something on social media that he accused the organization HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, of bringing, quote, invaders in that kill our people. Guessing he means white people. All of these news organizations are like, well, we're not sure exactly what he meant by that. And I'm like, of course he meant white people.
Yeah.
And that,
our people.
And that he also wrote a number of conspiracy theories and his opposition to the migrant caravan. So you can say that he was not a supporter of Trump because he didn't vote for Trump, right? You can say that he didn't, you know, he didn't vote for Trump
because he didn't vote because he's too easy on Jewish people.
On Jewish people. And
what the fuck?
So you can say that, and you can say, because that's what they're clinging to. The right is clinging to that he was not a Trump supporter. They're distancing themselves from him, saying that he wasn't one of them.
Yeah.
However, he is upset because he had an opposition to migrants.
Yeah.
Listen to the rhetoric coming out of the Trump administration.
It's exactly what he's saying.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's very hateful.
Yeah.
And he is stoking the flames of fear amongst these people.
Yeah.
And obviously, clearly, anytime something like this happens, it's very clear there's something wrong with this person. He's not a stable human being.
No.
However, hate is not a mental illness.
It is not.
He might have a mental illness in addition to just being a fucking hateful person, or he might have a mental illness that exacerbates his pre-existing beliefs.
Or he just could just be a really fucking hateful person.
Or he
person.
Could just be a shitty person.
Yeah. The Anti-Defamation League, a leading Jewish group, believes this is the deadliest attack on the Jewish community in U.S. history.
11 people.
Yeah.
11.
And I will go through all those 11 people.
Yeah. And it's really upsetting that, like, the first thing... First of all, it took Trump forever to say anything, as it has.
Yeah.
And then the first fucking thing to come out of his mouth is that if they had had someone who was armed, it would have stopped this.
Yep, exactly. He said he appeared to place blame on the synagogue officials, saying this could have been prevented if they had an armed security guard. And when asked if his administration needed to reevaluate gun regulations, Trump said gun regulation has little to do with it. He instead brought up capital punishment, saying that those responsible should receive the death penalty.
All right. You know what? It's really starting to... Not starting to. Any of you who have listened to this podcast from the beginning have heard me talk about this over and over. It's not starting to bother me. It has bothered me. Will continue to bother me. And at this point, it's just making me feel really helpless and frustrated. It is more... Then capital punishment. They're bending over backwards not to say what we all know is true, which is that the face of domestic terrorism in this country are white nationalists. That's the face of domestic terrorism in this country.
Yes.
And nothing will change in this country. Of course, I want stronger gun laws. We've had that conversation.
Right.
But, like, nothing will change in this country until we start referring to white nationalists as fucking terrorists.
Because that's what they are.
They're terrorists.
Yeah.
And we've had three instances, and I will talk about the other one, which we also talked about last week with the bombings, but we have had, bomb threats. We have had three instances of white nationalism terror.
Yeah.
In a week.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand why we can't just fucking call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Say that these people who have these beliefs...
Because Trump can't say that. Because if he were to say it, because those are the people that he needs for the next election.
Well, and that's the frustrating thing with Trump is that... The most frustrating thing is that... As much as I hate him, I want him to be a better leader. Because the point... of it is, he is approaching and has approached this presidency as if he is leading only the segment of the population that he likes.
Oh, definitely.
He is not the leader of every man, woman, and child in this country. And that's what he needs to be. He should have come out immediately.
Yeah.
With, you know, standing with the Jewish community over something that is understandably
heartbreaking. Instead of placing blame on somebody. And I hate when people use the argument of, like, we need to use guns against guns. Like, that just bothers me so much. And I completely agree. It should have been a more solemn, understanding, sympathetic response than the one that he gave. Instead of placing blame on things, because that's such a childish way of going about things.
And he did finally go to the synagogue, but from everything I've read, it took Ivanka and Jared Kushner, because they're Jewish, it took them basically forcing him to go.
Yeah.
Which is 11 people fucking died. Like, that's the thing. I'm just like, 11 people.
That's your job.
And it's your job. And also, I think we, not only in the White House or whatever, but I think we as a country need to have the conversation around anti-Semitism.
Definitely.
And that it has been a worldwide problem.
Uh-huh.
Forever.
Forever.
And it has been a nationwide problem since the start of this nation.
Exactly.
So, we like to kind of, well, we don't like to, but I think oftentimes it's easy to close our eyes and ears to that, but it has always existed. This is not something new. And it's dangerous and it's scary.
Yeah. Can I talk a little bit about the victims?
Yes.
All right. Melvin Wax, he wrote to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette for a column on random acts of kindness. He's our first victim. The second is Daniel Stein, who was a family man with a newborn grandson. Joyce Feinberg worked at the Learning Research and Development Center from 1983 to 2008 as a research specialist. I think it's Cecil and David Rosenthal. They were brothers, and they were members of Best Buddies, a nonprofit group to enhance the lives of people with disabilities by pairing them with friends. Jerry Rabinowitz, who is a doctor of family medicine. Rose Malinger, who was 97, the pictures of her are so precious. She was, how everybody described her, just young at heart. She was the oldest in the room, but she was always the youngest. Richard Gottfried, a dentist who started his practice with his wife in 1984. Bernice and Sylvan Simon, known as Syl and Bernice, they were together for 53 years, and Bernice liked to bake cranberry bread, and they had a pug named Max. Irving Younger ran a real estate company and was very passionate about his faith. So those are our victims, and I believe that it's very important to remember each and every one of them. And the reason that I wanted to say something below their names is to humanize them, to see that these are not just 11 people. These are people with lives and who have done great things, and they need to be remembered as fully realized people and not just a statistic or a name.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so on that note, we will move on to something else that's...
Oy.
So last week we kind of talked about the... And I want to give a bit of a corrections corner here. I don't think that Trump had a rally following Hillary Clinton receiving that bomb.
Oh, did you know that he played happy at something like after this happened and Pharrell was like, nuh-uh.
Yeah, you can't use that. But... So the person who was sending these bombs, and like we said last week, one was sent to the Clintons, one was sent to Maxine Waters, one to the Obamas, etc. He has been found, they believe. His name is Caesar Sayoc, I think is how you say his last name, S-A-Y-O-C. And this guy is another interesting guy.
This motherfucker.
Have you seen his van?
No.
His van... is covered in... People were taking pictures of it before this and posting it on social media because people were like, this fucking guy. Because his van is literally covered. All the windows, fucking the, like, bumpers, all that shit is covered in Trump propaganda. All of it. Including pictures of Hillary Clinton in crosshairs. Yeah, like, every kind of...
awful Trump propaganda.
Super far-right propaganda that you can think of was littering this thing.
Wow.
So that should give you a pretty good inclination
of his views. That's who this guy is.
And, of course, people on the right are continuing to say that they think that this is a false flag, that the left, that the Democrats have done this, going so far as to say, I think
put
it was...
put stickers on his van?
Well, I think Rush Limbaugh... I think it was Rush Limbaugh went so far as to be like, look at, none of these stickers are weather-worn or sun-faded. So that means that they were just put on right now.
They
so
think that the liberals are like, let's stick Trump stickers on his van.
And
what
it's
the
a,
fuck?
And it's a conspiracy. And that right-wing people didn't do this. Left-wing people did this to stoke their base for the election. That's what... people on the right are saying.
What the fuck?
No, it's real fucked up. It's really fucked up. So he was a proud Trump supporter.
Clearly.
There's a Facebook video that shows him with his MAGA hat on at a Trump rally. He liked to post lots of memes about liberals on his page. And, sorry, hold on.
It's okay.
He also declared himself to his former boss that he was a white supremacist, as I said.
Ooh,
fucking white supremacist.
Good.
And that he disliked lesbians like her and other minorities should be put on an island.
Like her?
I guess his former boss was a lesbian.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good.
And though he liked her, she would be the first person he would burn.
Oh.
Yeah. So
he sounds great.
His lawyer,
let's invite him to a party.
His lawyer is saying that he has a lack of comprehension of reality, which I don't doubt. I don't doubt. However, this kind of mental illness, it doesn't exist in a vacuum.
No.
And it's definitely perpetuated by our president constantly stoking these flames.
Yeah.
So there's that, and it should also be said that although I'm pretty sure he's trying to now claim, or his lawyer is trying to now claim, that he was just trying to scare them and that these bombs were not real, they were real bombs.
Yeah.
They were just shittily put together.
Yeah.
He's just bad at this, is basically all it was. So there's that. I have one more bad thing before we go on to good things.
Good.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. So today, Trump said that he wants to sign an executive order ending birthright citizenship.
Which yeah, I read about that.
Yeah, which would be our 14th Amendment. So it'd be for babies of non-citizens born on U.S. soil, which is fucked up.
They're born in America.
Yeah, babies of anyone who was born of a, like, first-generation immigrant, essentially.
Seriously. Wow, that's a lot of people I know.
Yeah. It says, most citizens are taught early in their education that birthright citizenship is immutable, undisputed right, explicitly granted by the Constitution. But it turns out, birthright citizenship may not be a constitutional right. The Citizenship Clause of the 14th Amendment, enacted in 1868, reads, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the states wherein they reside. So a lot of people have said that this cannot be, and again,
eradicated?
And yes, because it's part of the Constitution.
Right.
Again, though, this just happened
today.
Isn't
that, like, part of his job to, like, obtain the Constitution? And
well, this just happened today, so I don't, and I'm not a political person.
Yeah, me neither.
So I don't know all the details of this.
Yeah.
However, I do have some friends who are lawyers and constitutional lawyers.
Uh-huh.
And while they didn't say that it's like, yeah, he can for sure do this, they did say it might not be impossible.
Right.
So just something to keep your eye on. Most likely he's just saying this to try and rile up his
base. I mean, I hope that's all it is.
I'm assuming that that's probably what this is, right before Election Day. It's a week away from Election Day. My assumption is that he's trying to just spew this rhetoric to yeah. try and stoke the flames of
right.
hatred. But it is also something to keep an eye on. This is what happens when the Supreme Court and other high courts are super right-leaning.
Yeah.
It becomes a much scarier situation. So that's a lot of people. A lot of people in this country are first-generation Americans.
Yeah.
Birthright citizens.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Something good?
Please, Keegan, please.
Okay, so, Ben and Jerry's.
Yay!
Good old Ben and Jerry's. Who doesn't like ice cream?
Everyone
likes
ice
cream,
cream,
right? Unless you're lactose intolerant, in which case, I'm really sorry.
I'm so sorry. This isn't happy for you.
Also, this flavor is not for you if you're allergic to nuts. Again, my apologies. But, so Ben and Jerry's...
It's your fault.
...has launched... I know. I'll take full responsibility. Ben and Jerry's has launched a new flavor called Pecan Resist. Ben and Jerry's, as you know, they always...
Fist in the air!
Yeah, they always make flavors that are... they've been associated with political causes forever.
Yeah.
If this is news to you, I spent some time on Ben and Jerry's Facebook today reading comments of people
Love
being
it.
Like, I'm never eating Ben and Jerry's again. And it's
That's
like,
fucking fine.
Yeah, first of all, goodbye. Secondly, it's not new information.
Yeah. Well, it's people who haven't looked into any of
yeah.
that in the past.
So the press release explains it's a movement to lick injustice and champion those fighting to create a more just and equitable nation for us all.
Yeah.
It is also an ice cream flavor. According... it is also an ice cream flavor. According to the Ben & Jerry's website, the resistance tastes like chocolate ice cream with white and dark fudge chunks, pecans, walnuts, and fudge-covered almonds. Alongside
yeah.
all those nutty chunks, this pint packs a powerful message under its lid. It says, together we can build a more just and equitable tomorrow. The website copy explains, we can peacefully resist the Trump administration's regressive and discriminatory policies and build a future that values inclusivity, equality, and justice for people of color, women, the LGBTQ community, refugees, and immigrants.
Ben and Jerry's.
I know.
Ben and Jerry's.
Specifically, Pecan Resist is a movement, not the flavor. The movement, not the flavor, will be supporting four different organizations that Ben & Jerry's identifies as working on the front lines of the peaceful resistance. And those organizations are Color of Change, which focuses on racial justice, Honor the Earth, works to raise awareness and support for Native environmental issues, Women's March aims to harness the power of diverse women to effect social change, and NIDA is a media platform amplifying the voices of people of color living along the Texas-Mexico border. Ben & Jerry's will be donating $25,000 to each organization. The company is also
yes.
urging fans to speak out against the Trump administration's socially regressive policies. and presents the option to take action now by signing up for emails from the partner organizations. Yay!
Ben and Jerry's. I love you, Mary.
Kicking ass. Taking names.
Kicking ass. Taking names.
Giving me excuses to eat ice cream.
Yes.
So stoked.
All day, every day. Do we have any listener mail to do this week? We haven't really gone through that really long one to go
through.
That's
the only one we haven't. I have not had time.
Yeah,
to
we had a really, really lovely email that we kind of have to dissect a little bit and go through. It's very, very long, but also very moving.
But if you are listening and you sent us an email about ableist language.
Oh, it's so good.
We got it, and
we will
are not ignoring
you. No.
We will definitely talk about it. Thank you so much for sending it in. If you feel forgotten, you have not been forgotten.
Not at all.
You just haven't gotten around to really taking a close look and kind of dissecting that email, but thank you so much for sending it to us.
Yeah, and you guys, please continue to be sending stuff in. We haven't gotten a whole lot of activity this week. We really, really love hearing from you. If you guys have any sort of thoughts on any of the episodes that we've done, particularly with this episode, if there's anything that you want to talk about or that you want to share with us, we're always willing to hear. If you want to send us in your sister solidarity stories, if you want to send us in your coming out stories, if you want to send us in your sexual assault stories, anything that we've talked about on the show, we want to continue to have a conversation with you guys about.
Yes. And here. Also, I want to also say, I did get on our Twitter, and I know that some of the things that were sent to us were in, I'm guessing, Portuguese. It was in a foreign language.
Oh.
And there were people telling us that we should check it out. There is something going on in Brazil right now.
Okay.
There is a political candidate or a new president. I need to take a closer look at that. But again, along with what we just said about the email we received,
right.
I hadn't checked our Twitter until today.
Yeah.
So,
you are seen.
We are not ignoring you.
Yeah.
And I have done a little bit of reading on that.
Okay.
And
I'll be sure to do some too then.
It is very scary.
Yeah.
And so I want you to know that, like, we see you. We hear you.
We stand with you.
We will be looking into that.
Yes.
And we will talk about it the next episode.
Great.
Because I know it's scary, and I don't want you to feel like we're ignoring you.
Yeah, let's definitely touch on those two emails and messages the next episode. I think that'd be really important. So, you guys, if you want to send us anything, feel free to email us at neighborhoodfeminist@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram. That's where it's at Angry Neighborhood Feminist. You can contact us. Ooh, I like burped as I was talking. You can contact us on Twitter at YANF Podcast, YANF Podcast. Thank you, Keegan Winfield. We have a Facebook group and we have a business page that is confusing as fuck. But you can check us out there too.
Don't forget to rate and review.
Thank
We've
you,
gotten
Keegan.
Some new reviews over the last couple of weeks.
Love it.
And it's just, it warms my heart so much to see. And I love, you know, creating little graphics for Reviews Day Tuesday
Keegan
for you guys.
Keegan kills it. Keegan does most of, like, the graphics that you see that we post. And it makes
it's
me
fun.
So happy.
I enjoy it. So
I want to learn how to do it. I really love all the stuff that you come up with.
Yeah,
it's
I'll
so
show
great.
You. I'll show you what I use.
Please do. So, you guys, thank you so much for sending us in your most recent reviews and everything. If you haven't done it, please do it. I know that it can be a pain in the ass, and you're sick of hearing us encourage you to do so. But it's really, really helpful to us, and it really means a lot. So do that. Be sure to tell any of your friends or family about us if you think that they would be interested. We really love hearing that you guys will listen with your friends or with your families and things like that. I think that's really great. Do you have anything else to share?
That's all I have. This is our
shortest
episode ever.
Because I think because we thought it was going to be longer, so we were like, let's
get
through it.
We have so much to talk about. Let's speed through all of this terrible stuff. And also, I do want to say, you know, I enjoy doing these episodes. I was talking to Anthony today about how I would not be as politically engaged
for
us doing this. I wouldn't be as aware of the things that are going on in the world, so I'm very grateful for that. But, it is draining. It does take a toll on you, and especially whenever the news is so bad, as it has been. You know, we didn't even talk. I said that there were three instances of white nationalism. There was another one, which I'll just say really fast. There was one in Atlanta where a white man tried to get into a black church, couldn't get into a black church with his gun, and instead went into a Kroger and shot two black people. And he was also a white nationalist. So it can be very heavy and very hard for us. So if it feels like we're kind of like rushing through these.
Yeah, it's not because we don't care. It's just because we do have, you know, we put ourselves on time restraints. And I think that if we were to linger too much, it would be a sobbing episode every single time.
Yeah.
Like, it is hard for me to maintain my emotions doing this sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
keeping that in mind, this is the last mini episode until midterms.
Midterms. Vote.
Please get out and vote.
Even if you
think, I had a friend say recently that it doesn't matter because we're in California.
It still does matter.
Please go, please vote. If not just for your communities, also just vote for the numbers. Just vote so that we have the numbers. Okay.
Yeah. So let's make this one of the best midterms we've ever had.
Yes, please.
It's so important, you guys. And I know that you've been hearing it a lot from us and from other people, but we wouldn't be encouraging you so much if it wasn't so important. So we know you guys are on your shit for the most part. So just reminding you again. I guess with that being said, we encourage you to rage on.
Bye.